Innovation Anthology celebrates discovery and the inventive spirit. With today's update, here's Cheryl Croucher, Canada's voice of innovation.
It's 50 years since the previous International Polar Year. The latest one got its official launch on March 1, 2007, and it will run until March 1st of 2009. Although that may seem confusing, two calendar years are needed because the seasons are offset between the North and South Poles. And during IPY, scientists want to conduct full seasons of research. Scientists from over 100 nations are participating in this concentrated effort at the poles. And according to Dr. David Hick, executive director of the Canadian Secretariat for IPY, a surprising number of countries have icebreakers for research purposes, including Italy, China, and South Korea.
They're interested in climate change just like we are. All coastal states will be affected by sea level rise. They're also interested in natural resources, so gas hydrates, the sort of energy sources of the future, something they're very interested in. And I think there's geopolitical reasons why they're interested in the poles.
Dr. David Hick also holds a Canada Research Chair in Northern Ecology at the University of Alberta. He looks to International Polar Year as an opportunity for collaboration among researchers of many disciplines, the physical, biological, and social sciences. For Innovation Anthology, I'm Cheryl Croucher.